Title: Triplet Fills in DNB for Club Mixes, Beginner Lesson in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build some classic drum and bass triplet fills that actually work in a club mix. Not the messy drummer fell down the stairs fill. We're going for tight, rolling, DJ-friendly transitions that tell the listener and the DJ something is about to change without destroying the groove. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a one-bar MIDI fill clip you can drag into any project, plus two variations, a clean club version and a heavier, darker version. First, quick setup so the fill makes musical sense. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then make a simple one-bar two-step loop. Put your drums in a drum rack if you can. It keeps everything tidy and it makes it easy to build a separate fill layer later. For the pattern, keep it basic. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add a closed hat or ride doing something steady, even if it's just eighth notes. We want a normal groove that the fill can interrupt for a second. Now, here's the key move, switching Ableton's grid to triplets. Double-click your MIDI clip to open the piano roll. Right-click in the grid area and set it to fixed grid. Then enable triplet grid. Start with 1/8 triplets. 1/8 triplets are the sweet spot for most DNB fills. They're fast enough to roll, slow enough to read, and they don't turn into a blur on big systems. Now we program the classic last beat triplet run. Rule number one for club mixes. Place the fill where it won't ruin the core backbeat. The safest place is beat 4, right at the end of the bar, because that's where the phrase is about to turn over anyway. So keep your normal drums for beats 1 through 3. Then on beat 4, we add a short triplet run using one main sound and one support sound. Before you place notes, pick the lane. This is a big beginner win. Decide what leads the fill. For example, a snare, rim, or tom. Then decide what supports it. For example, a closed hat or a shaker. One lead, one support. That prevents the everything is firing problem. Let's do a snare or tom as the lead, and closed hat as support. On beat 4, you technically have three triplet positions. If you place all three, it's a full triplet run. If you place only the last two, it's a super DJ-friendly pickup. Here's the clean approach if your main snare is already hitting on beat 4. Keep the main snare on 1.4 as your backbeat. Then start the triplet hits after that, on the last two triplet positions of the beat. So instead of stacking a loud fill directly on the snare, place your fill hits on 1.4.1 and 1.4.2. That gives you the triplet feel without a double snare slap. Do the same positions with the hat, but quieter. Now, if you want the full three-hit roll, you can place hits at 1.4.0, 1.4.1, and 1.4.2. Just be careful with that first one if it collides with your main snare. In a club mix, that collision is where things get messy fast. Next, velocity shaping. This is where the fill becomes club, not computer. Triplets with identical velocity sound like a machine gun. Sometimes that's a vibe, but for most DNB transitions you want intention and direction. Use the simple dynamic shape. Ghost first, accent last. Make the first hit quieter, the next one medium, and the last one the loudest. If you're doing three triplets, aim roughly like this. First hit around 70 to 85. Second hit around 85 to 100. Third hit around 100 to 115. As the peak into the next bar. For the hats, stay much lower, like 35 to 70, and make the last hat slightly louder, so it points into the downbeat. In Ableton, just select those notes and adjust the velocity lane. If you want it to feel less rigid, you can add the velocity MIDI effect and set a little random, something like 5 to 12. Don't overdo it. We're adding life, not chaos. Now tighten the groove with micro timing, but keep it subtle. Here's the mindset. Quantize isn't the enemy. Messy timing is. So if it's not tight, quantize your notes to the triplet grid first. Then do one small human move, usually only on the final hit. Two safe options. Option 1. Clean club. Leave everything exactly on the grid. Option 2. Slight push. Nudge only the last triplet hit a tiny bit early, like 3 to 8 milliseconds. Listen carefully when you do this. If the last hit starts flaming against the downbeat kick of the next bar, you push too far. The fill should create urgency, not confusion. Now let's add movement with a simple FX sweep, because sometimes the best fill is not more notes, it's a little motion. The DJ-friendly philosophy is, don't wreck the whole drum bus if this fill needs to sit inside a blend. Ideally, process just the fill layer. But for learning, here's an easy chain you can put on your fill group or fill track. Auto filter first, low pass 24 dB mode. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. Then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. Optionally drum bus with some drive and a touch of crunch, but usually keep boom off for fills. Boom can add low-end thump you really don't need in a transition. Automate the auto-filter cutoff over the last half bar, or even just the last beat. You can sweep down to darken for a roller vibe, like from around 6 to 8 kHz down to 2 to 4 kHz. Or sweep up to hype into the drop, like from 1 to 2 kHz opening up toward 8 to 12 kHz. A quick teacher tip, if you're not sure which direction to sweep, listen to what your track needs. If your mix is already bright and busy, a slight sweep down can feel heavier. If your track is dark and you want the drop to feel like it opens, sweep up. Now the clean workflow upgrade, build a dedicated fill layer inside drum rack. This is a big deal for club translation, because it keeps your kick and sub area stable. Inside your drum rack, create pads specifically for fill sounds like an extra snare, a tom, a rim, maybe a little perk. Route your triplet MIDI notes to those pads only. Then process that fill group separately. EQ8 with a high pass, typically around 120 to 200 HE. This removes low-end thump that can fight the kick and sub. Light saturation for presence. This audio version is shortened for playback.